It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here's AM 580's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The swine flu epidemic crossed new borders today, with the first cases confirmed in the Middle East and the Asia-Pacific region, and world health officials say they suspect American patients may have transmitted the virus to others in the U.S. New Zealand reported today that 11 people who recently returned from Mexico contracted the virus. The swine flu has already spread to at least six countries besides Mexico, prompting World Health Organization officials to raise its alert level on Monday to phase four, meaning there is sustained human-to-human transmission of the virus causing outbreaks in at least one country. Putting an alert at phases four or five signals that the virus is becoming increasingly adept at spreading among humans. Phase six is for a full-blown pandemic. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS reported planted acres for the week ending April 26. NAS says corn acres across the 18 states look like this, 22% in the ground compared with 5% last week and 9% last year. The five-year rolling average is 28%. Of the major corn-producing states, that is the furthest behind, it's Illinois. Illinois is at 4% planted compared with 1% last week, 5% last year, and the five-year rolling average of 43%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 79.84 is down 40 points. The NASDAQ at 16.69 is down 9.5. And the S&P 500 at 8.52 is down 5.5 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Basedifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. And Mike, out there on Friends Plaza, we see that by the old gauge here next to me, 1.42 inches of rain fell in the last 24 hours, and more is on the way.
Well, Dave, we just have a little bit of more, light rain today, but follow-up system for Thursday and in through Friday, and right now an indication of more than another inch of rain across the area. Followed by cool temperatures, cooler than we've seen recently. Of course, that's not difficult to do when you look at the 80s and mid-70s that we saw across the area. So cooler, and once again, more wet weather, and the frequency of storms will probably be the bigger problem rather than the amount of precipitation that falls. We just will not have any prolonged drying period ahead of us for the next 2 weeks, and so yeah, I heard those numbers, not very encouraging about the percentage of corn planted, and we will continue to fall further behind the running rate over the last 5 years because, you know, there's just not going to be any chance to get out there anytime soon. Even some of the fields that were planted, well, they may be in jeopardy if some of these storms that are on the way for Thursday and Friday, and if you're looking at the eastern portions of the Corn Belt into the weekend, some thunderstorms may produce some locally heavy rainfall. And again, that could wash out some of the seed that they just put in the ground. And it's just not going to be a very convenient situation over the next week or so. In fact, looking out at the computer model across the country, the precipitation is going to cover most planting areas, or most areas that would like to see some planting get done, for the next week or so. Then the models indicate the storm track takes a more northerly route, and that's pretty common this time of year when the jet stream starts to head back up towards the north. But there's going to be enough wobbles in the jet stream, enough troughs digging in off the Pacific, that storms will occasionally move across the southern section. So again, the next couple weeks will not be very good for planting across a good portion of the Corn Belt. And then the colder weather will also bring a chance for some frost and freezes across the northern half of the Midwest. Crop will not be advanced far enough that it's going to cause any damage, but again, just not the warm, dry weather that we'd like to see. In the west, rain and snow showers and unusually cold conditions affecting the northern Rockies and the Pacific Northwest. California fieldwork will advance with the cotton and rice planting, despite cooler than average conditions there. The cool, mostly dry weather across the plains in advance of another approaching storm system. Field work is advancing in the locations that will allow it. Again, some locations a little bit too wet there. And the big story would be the Corn Belt with more showers stretching across the eastern Corn Belt today. And then the resurgence of more showers and thunderstorms across the area into the weekend, and it looks like the first week of May we'll see some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Looks like the heaviest rainfall will be near and just south of the Ohio River, so more problems for that area as well. South America, briefly, they could use some rain in Argentina. They have drier than average conditions there. It does look like there will be at least a slight chance for a few scattered showers across that area. But the harvest progress is advancing with little weather-related delay there. And in Brazil, favorable conditions for the late-season summer crop maturation and harvest. Some increase in rain may be needed in a few unirrigated second-season corn production areas. And it does look like they will have a chance for a few scattered showers across that region. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thank you very much, Mike. In the Monday night overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 569, up 4.5, last trade up 3.75. July 571.5, unchanged, last trade up 5.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 509.75, up 1.75, last trade up 5.5. July 520.5, up 1, last trade up 5.5. December 569.75, up 1.25, last trade up 4.25. May corn opened at 372, down a quarter, last trade down 2.75. July 378.75, down 2, last trade down 2.5. December $4.75, down 3/4, last trade down 2.5. July 429, down 2.25, last trade down 2.5. May soybeans open at 10.07.5, up 2.75, last trade up 9.75. July 9.97.25, up 0.25, last trade up 9. November 9.07.25, up 2.75, last trade up 7.75. May soybean meal open at 3.13.80, down 20. Last trade up 3.70. May soybean oil open at 35.35, down 19. Last trade up 2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the trade has this little bit of a conundrum about the planning report in that we do have 22% nationally based essentially on accelerated planning in the western Corn Belt. The eastern far behind, Illinois, down 39% to the five-year average. Indiana down 23% with more rain on the way. How will the trade interpret this?
Well, it should be positive, but I don't know if they're going to interpret it that way because the swine flu is still out there taking precedent in a lot of things.
Well, talk a little bit about that, because off of the opening bell yesterday, we had a significant downturn in the markets. But as the day wore on, we actually got to about minus 16 cents in the beans, and then toward the end of the day, it faded a little bit.
Yeah, the corn came back and was only down 2, then it went back near the lows, and it came back only down 4 to 5. Beans were actually only down 10 to 12 at one time with an hour to go, and then went right back down 30 to 38 in some of the stuff. So there were people saying, well, it's not going to be that bad, but overnight, there are more cases of it around. The World Health Organization has raised the level of fear. And all of that has helped hold corn down overnight a couple. Beans did come back 5 to 10. But the rest of the stuff that helps corn go up or down is kind of negative today. The Dow is down, crude oil is down, and the dollar is up. So outside forces are trying to keep a top on it. The weather is trying to say, hey, we better have some more price because we're not going to get anything planted in most of the Corn Belt this week.
So how does the market open today then?
We're talking soybeans anywhere from 7 to 10 higher. Corn unchanged down 3. Wheat up 3 to 5. You get over into the livestock, hogs are already down 100 in the overnight, so they're expected to be down at least that. And then cattle are expected to be mixed. Yesterday they were down $1.50 early, came back to the plus side, then closed, mixed.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Pete Manhart. He is with Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and we're on the web for you 24/7 at WILLAG.org.